Welcome to the Deep Dive. And just before we start, a quick word about our sponsor, SafeServer. They're fantastic for hosting software like the kind we're discussing today, and they really help with digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, let's dive in. We're tackling something today that is, well, let's be honest, a pretty big headache for a lot of places, big or small. Keeping track of all the IT stuff, you know, every laptop, monitor, keyboard, even software licenses. Who's got what? Is it working? When did we even buy it? If you're picturing like mountains of confusing spreadsheets right now.
Outdated ones.
Probably. Exactly. You're definitely not alone.
And that messy reality is precisely what our sources are about today. We've been digging into the GitHub repo and the official website for this open source project. It's called SnipeIT.
SnipeIT.
Yeah. And it's designed like from the ground up to replace that spreadsheet chaos. It's a proper IT asset management system. So our mission today really is to break down what SnipeIT actually is, get to the core of it, and understand why it's supposed to be so much better than, you know, manual tracking.
And do it in a way that makes sense, right? Even if you're totally new to IT asset management.
Exactly. We want to give you the key info without drowning you in tech jargon.
Think of it as like the quick guide to what a dedicated system like this can do, using SnipeIT as the example, straight from their own materials. It's about moving from guessing to actually knowing.
Knowing sounds way better than guessing, especially with expensive IT gear. So let's start right there. For someone who's maybe never used something like this,
right?
What is SnipeIT? What's the quick pitch from the sources?
Okay, so at its heart, based on both GitHub and their website, SnipeIT is an IT asset and license management system.
Asset and license. Got it.
Yeah, and they make the goal really clear. It's super practical. They say, quote, knowing who has which laptop, when it was purchased, in order to depreciate it correctly, handling software licenses, etc. So it's basically a central place to record, track, and manage all your company's IT stuff, physical and digital, through its whole life.
Okay, so it's like a database for your gear. But you said management system, not just list. What's the difference there? Does it do more than just list things?
Oh, absolutely. That's the management part, right?
Yeah.
It's not static. It's dynamic. You can assign assets to specific people or locations or even link them to other assets.
Mm.
And you can track things like maintenance, audits, accessories that go with the main device. And really importantly, stuff like purchase dates, warranty info, depreciation, all that stuff the sources mention. It builds up a history for every single item.
Right.
Imagine looking up a specific laptop and boom, you see who had it last year, when it got fixed, when the warranty is up. That's the kind of power they're describing.
Okay. Yeah, that's way more than just a spreadsheet line saying Dell laptop, Bob. You're saying with SnipeIT, you track that specific Dell serial number and all its history. Who has it now?
Exactly that. The sources really highlight that level of detail, that granular tracking. And it covers software licenses too, which is huge for compliance, plus accessories like monitors or docks, even consumables like toner. It tries to bring it all under one roof, you know, that single source of truth idea they push.
Gotcha. Now, one thing that jumped out from the material, and this feels key for beginners, is that they call it web-based software. So if you're used to downloading an app, clicking setup.exe, what does web-based actually mean in practice? What do you need?
That's a really important difference they point out. Web-based means you don't install it, like, say, Word, directly on your own computer. Instead, the SnipeIT software itself has to be installed and run on a web server.
A web server?
Yeah.
Like the things that host websites.
Exactly like that, yeah. Think of it like hosting your own private internal website or application. You actually use SnipeIT just through your normal web browser, Chrome, Firefox, whatever.
Okay.
You just go to the web address where your server is running SnipeIT, log in, and the whole interface is right there in the browser, which means, you know, you can access it from anywhere that can reach that server. Could be just inside your office network or maybe externally if you set it up that way.
Right. So it needs a bit more setup than just installing regular software. You need a server to run it on. But the sources say it's pretty flexible about where you run that server.
They do. The docs mention it runs on common systems like Mac OS X, Linux, Windows Server. And for people who use containers, they specifically offer a Docker image.
Ah, Docker helps.
Yeah, that can really simplify the setup if you're already using Docker. So yeah, it needs a server, but you've got options for how you actually implement that.
Got it. So web-based system tracks IT stuff in detail. More history than a spreadsheet. But why SnipeIT? The website's pretty bold. Say goodbye to spreadsheets. promises a powerful, user-friendly system your team will love. What are the core benefits the sources highlight that back that up?
They lay out a few really key advantages. The first one, and this is a biggie, is that it's open source. And for a lot of users, it's free.
Okay, two important things there. Let's unpack open source first. Based on what they say, what does that actually mean for someone using it?
Well, the sources explain open source means the actual code behind the software is out there for anyone to look at. They directly link this to benefits like transparency, security, and oversight.
Right. More eyes on the code.
Potentially, yeah. Because the code isn't hidden, in theory, more people can inspect it, which can lead to better security and just understanding how it works. Plus, it fundamentally means no vendor lock-in. You're not stuck with one company's proprietary system forever.
And the free part. Is that like a free trial or actually free?
That's a key point they really emphasize. If you choose to host it yourself on your own servers.
The setup we just talked about.
Exactly. Then the software itself is completely free. You download the code, set it up, use it. No software license fees. Now, they do offer paid cloud hosting and support plans if you don't want to handle the tech side yourself. The sources mention those too. But the core self-hosted software, free. That removes a huge barrier for a lot of folks.
That is massive, especially for smaller teams or maybe organizations just starting to get serious about asset management. Okay, what about security? Tracking assets involves sensitive info. What did the sources say on that front?
They make a really strong statement about security being baked in, not bolted on.
Catchy. What does that mean?
It implies they thought about security from the very beginning. You know, it wasn't just an add-on later.
Okay, sounds good. But what specifics do they give? Any actual practices they mention?
Yeah, they get pretty specific, listing standard good practices. Things like using bcrypt for hashing passwords. That's a secure way to store them. Built-in protection against brute force login attacks. Strong password rules. Support for two-factor authentication or 2FA.
Okay, standard stuff, but important.
Definitely. Using HTTPS-only cookies, things like that. These aren't trivial details. They're basic security hygiene for protecting data and access. They even have a dedicated email address just for reporting security issues, security@snipetap.com. That shows they have a formal process.
That level of detail does suggest they take it seriously.
Mm.
Okay, so free open source, strong security. Mm. What else makes it powerful, as the website claims?
A really big piece of that power, which they highlight quite a bit, is the built-in REST API.
Ah, the API. Okay, for listeners who might hear API and think, oh, technical, can we simplify what that actually does for you in this context?
Totally. An API application programming interface is essentially just a standard way for different pieces of software to talk to each other. Think of it like a universal translator. It lets your asset system talk to maybe your HR system or your help desk ticketing system or your network monitoring tools.
Okay, so they can share information automatically. Like maybe when HR adds a new employee, it could tell Snipe IT to get an asset record ready.
Exactly like that. The sources talk about a powerful built-in REST API specifically because it lets developers build custom integrations and automations tailored to how your company works.
Ah.
This is where it gets really powerful. It stops being just a standalone database and can become like a central hub connected to other IT systems you use. Instead of typing the same info into five different places, you could potentially automate that using the API. That's where the serious efficiency gains come in, you know?
Right. It moves it beyond just storing data to actually helping with workflows. Automating tasks that were manual before or involved clunky spreadsheet imports, exports.
Precisely. It gives you a level of custom connection that you just can't get with manual methods. And speaking of improvements, the sources also stress how actively it's developed. They say it's improved constantly, with new releases every few weeks, and bug fixes or features shipping daily.
Wow, daily.
Seems like it. So it's not some static thing. It's alive, it's growing, based on what users need and contribute.
That's definitely good to know it's not abandonware. So we've got what it is, why you might choose it. How about real-world usage? Sources share some pretty impressive numbers about its scale.
Yeah, they really make it clear this isn't just for tiny setups. The website boasts figures like over 16.9 million managed assets.
Whoa.
And over 8.4 million managed users. Just think about tracking 16.9 million items in spreadsheets.
Unthinkable.
Right, an absolute nightmare. And they say it's used by over 5,730 registered customers worldwide. Those are serious numbers. It shows it can handle significant scale.
16 million assets. Yeah, that really drives home the problem it solves and its capacity. And the open source community behind it seems pretty healthy too, judging by the GitHub stat.
It looks really strong. The GitHub repo shows over 12,000 commits. That's like code changes and updates over time and over 330 different contributors over the 12 years it's existed. Plus, the GitHub stats like stars and forks, over 12,200 stars, 300-400 forks, those are solid indicators in the developer world that it's a well-regarded active project.
It always helps to hear from actual users, though.
Mm.
The website has some quotes. I like the one praising its ease of installation, configuration, incredible features, and intuitive use. Said it surpasses any kind of similar asset management solution they'd tried.
Yeah, and another one mentioned it made managing their inventory a breeze.
A breeze sounds good.
User feedback like that, especially hitting on intuitive and ease of use, is vital. Because the most powerful system is useless if people find it impossible to use, right? And they also mention liking the accept assets feature with signatures that shows thought about real-world workflows, like actually handing out equipment and getting proof.
And if people want to dive deeper, sources mention resources for help and connecting with others.
Yep, they point to community spots like Discord, social media like Blueski and Mastodon, plus their blog for news and updates. So there's definitely a community and support structure there.
And tying back to that API, we talked about the sources list, some third-party integrations, right?
Mm.
Which shows how people are using that connectivity.
Exactly. On the GitHub page, there's a section listing things built by the community. Tools to link up with common IT platforms like JMF or Mosul, often used for managing Apple devices, or Unify for network gear. There are also modules for programming languages like .NET or PowerShell, so you can script interactions with the API. And they even list third-party mobile apps like SnipeMate or AssetX. Lets you manage assets on the go, maybe scan barcodes with your phone.
That flexibility, letting others build on it, that really shows the strength of open source and the API, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It grows beyond just the core software.
Absolutely. It creates this whole ecosystem around it. Although it is important, and the sources clarify this, that those third-party tools aren't officially supported by the main Snipe IT project.
Right. Use at your own risk. Support comes from that developer.
Pretty much. But it shows the potential is there.
Okay, so if someone's listening and thinking, right, I need to escape spreadsheet hell, where do the sources point them to actually get started?
Both the GitHub repo and the main website have very visible links to detailed installation guides and user manuals. All the documentation you'd need to get it set up and figure out how to use the features.
Okay, so let's pull it all together then. Why does this deep dive and maybe Snipe IT itself matter to you listening right now?
Yeah.
If you're fighting with spreadsheets for IT assets or just curious about getting more organized.
Well, the sources definitely paint Snipe IT as a really mature, capable option. It's free if you host it yourself. They clearly focus on security. It's actively developed. It's proven to work at scale. And that API really opens doors for automation and integration. It's designed to give you that clear, central view of your IT assets that, let's face it, manual methods just struggle to provide reliably.
And having that accurate, up-to-date inventory isn't just about tidiness, is it? It's crucial for planning, for budgeting, for security, knowing what devices are actually out there, and for compliance, like with software licenses.
Definitely. And as your organization changes or grows, that open source nature and the API, I mean, the system can potentially adapt with you, integrating with new tools you might bring in down the line.
So as we wrap up, here's a thought to maybe chew on, building on that integration idea. We heard examples from the sources linking with JMF, Unify, maybe Jira, but using that API, what other systems or departments could you imagine connecting Snipe IT to? Things maybe not even mentioned in the sources.
Mm.
Could finance maybe pull data directly for budgeting or depreciation calculations? Could HR automatically trigger asset assignments or collections when people join or leave? Could your physical security system maybe link building access to assigned devices? The potential for a truly unified asset view seems pretty huge if you leverage that API creatively.
It really does. It makes you think about asset data not just as an IT list, but as like a connected piece of the whole business puzzle.
Exactly. And that seems like a good place to leave our deep dive into Snipe IT.
Mm.
We've pulled the main points from their GitHub and website to give you a solid feel for what it is and why it's a go-to for so many people managing IT assets.
Yeah, definitely check out those sources yourself if you want to know more. There's a lot more detail available there.
And one last time, a big thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. Remember, they can help with hosting needs and your digital transformation journey. Find them at www.safeserver.de. Thanks for tuning into the deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring.